Boom, we're live. 87 podcast live. The 22nd of February, Friday. It's been a cold, very freezing cold couple of weeks down in Southern California. I was looking at a picture yesterday. Yeah, it was just, of a map, of a satellite map of Cali. I think it was the same time around last year, and then one from today, from this year. A lot more snow has fallen to the mountains of California, even in some valleys, which has never done before. I mean, it has done in the past, but it hasn't happened in a long time, and it happened yesterday, so it was interesting seeing that. I've never seen that before. I was coming back to the desert, from the Morongo Casino, and yesterday, and I catch snow coming up, which was crazy. I've never seen that before. Yeah, it's been a freezing couple weeks, man. It's just insane. This winter has been tough. I feel it tough because we're not used to it, I guess, here in Southern California. But I'm pretty sure in other parts of the states, even of course Alaska, but other parts of the states, they already used to it. But not us. So that's the only difference, right? Yeah, it's been a couple rough weeks weather-wise, and then two days straight of pure rain, and then just all that water flushing all the way down to the ocean. I've heard, and I don't know how true this is. I've heard that the worst time for anybody to go to the ocean, go to the beach and surf, or just go and take a dive, is right after rain. After, let's just say if it rains today and hard, well, all that water has to dump somewhere, right? So it dumps into the ocean. So the worst time for you to go surfing and to go to the beach is right after rainy days, because all that nasty things, nasty shit is gonna go straight into the ocean, and you're gonna go and swim on it, and you're gonna get into your eyes, and it's gonna get into your mouth, and disgusting. Anyways, yeah, it was tough me coming back into the podcast after the UFC and try to praise Kane, but I mean, it is what it is. It is a fighting game, and Cain Velasquez is still one of my favorites. Of course, I'm not gonna just be like, I'm out because he lost. He is not the first time he loses in 20 plus seconds. He lost against JDS. I think it was back in 2014 or 13, maybe even 12. I'm not sure, because if you look at his record, he's only fought like once a year. And the last time he fought was back in 2016, prior to this one. So, it's not a whole lot. Heavyweights don't fight a lot. Heavyweights fight once a year. And if that's injury-free. And if you're not injury-free, then, case in point, Kane, then you a year, 2 years into it, but you have to do that. To maintain a maintenance in your body, is just, you have to take time off and recover. I'm no near the training aspect of what Kane does, right? Or any professional fighter. I've done sports my whole life. And physical sports or physical playing, since I was 5, 6 years old. And now that I'm 31, you know, I feel it. I feel it, man. I really do. And then for the past 6 years or so, for the past three and a half, 4 years, I've been doing jiu-jitsu. You know, I've said it before, I take time off for the same reason. But I went and I trained on Monday. It was a good session, man. I you know, it was great. I went, I trained, I you know, one of the things I feel so good training after is just like you dump all the energy, all the negative feelings, all the negative thoughts, all your worries, all your issues, everything you have inside, you dump it into that mat. That's why I enjoy it. I enjoy it for that reason. I enjoy it for that reason. I enjoy it because the skill that you learn, that it takes time for you to get decent, not even good, decent. It takes a lot more to get good. But I enjoy it for that aspect. I enjoy it because it's an outlet for my, I guess you could say, for my demons, right? For anybody's demons. Everybody has demons, right? So it's an outlet for me to release that. You know, people can meditate and release that. People can go to the gym and release that. Go run and release that. It doesn't matter how you release it. The important thing is to release it. But you know, after I trained and I got smashed by two guys fast, it was like a 6 minutes per round, so it was good. It was good, some good rolls. I feel great, man. I feel fucking, man. Why I enjoyed it, you know? But yeah, you know, after I went through that, and years of playing sports, yeah, you feel it. You feel it on your knees, you feel it on your elbows and your shoulders. And I'm still lifting weights, so, you know, at some point I have to, tone it down. I can't be doing that shit too much. And, you know, still trying to play with my daughter, running around with her. I'd rather do that than anything else, so tone it down a little bit, you know, because I don't want to get hurt to a point where I can't fucking, you know, walk good and shit because of my knee or my hips. Lately, my hips have been bothering me. Again, you know, years of fucking just grinding, playing sports, playing soccer, playing football, you know, doing jiu-jitsu and doing weights and doing lifting and deadlifts and all that. It's not good for your hips. It's really, really not. But I enjoy it. I enjoy it. But you know, the car, the Phoenix car, the UFC car. God, man, I don't know what to say, man. It's disappointing. I'm not disappointed, man, because that's the sport. You know, you root for a guy, and then they lose in 20 seconds, right? Has happened before. Like I said, happened came before. Has happened to Jose Aldo against McGregor, the first fight. I don't think it's going to be a second anyway, so the only fight. It has happened before. But yeah, it sucks. It sucks. Now, with that being said, Kane said he didn't feel, he did not get touched. That his knee buckled, he heard a pop, and boom, you know, he went down. You know, only he knows that, and God knows, they haven't released anything, or haven't heard anything about his condition, or about his, any update about his knee. Hopefully it's not too serious, and he can, you know, come back and fight. But, and God did touch them. I mean, you had to probably play like he had to play it like a few times to see if he does. But he did. I think it was a right hand uppercut that got him. Whether that made him lose control and KO and then buckle his knee, or it didn't really affect him, because it could happen, you know. I don't know. You know, fuck. Who knows, right? What's next for Kane? I think if it's not serious, take a couple of weeks, months off, and maybe another fight by the end of the year. You know. And Gano, I mean, I don't think they're gonna give him DC. I think he's gonna fight the winner of Junior Dos Santos and Derek Lewis. It'll be interesting if Junior does one, because we already saw Derek Lewis and Gano fight, and it was a horrible match. But I mean, it could, you know, Derek Lewis could easily win, and they could have a rematch. I don't think that's gonna be the case, though. I think Junior wins, and Junior and Gano go for a bout. And you know, the whole DC thing, I think it's just waiting on DC getting healthy and announce DC with Brock Lesnar, which is, fuck it, I'm gonna buy it, you know. Who wouldn't? I don't know, that's a weird one, because Brock is 41. If Brock wins the title, I don't know if he's gonna just give the title back and be like, I'm done, I just wanna get this match out of the way and I'm done, I don't care about the title. Or he plans to stick around for a couple of matches after winning the title. In DC, he wants to retire, which I don't think is gonna happen. I feel like if they're gonna give him Brock Lesnar here, make some money. Oh, you wanna retire? Cool, give John Jones a heavyweight for more money. I think that's what's gonna happen. But you know, we saw John Jones in DC twice, and John Jones beat him twice. So, you really want to see him the third time? Sure, I wouldn't mind. But the casual viewers, and be like, this motherfucker beat him twice. Why am I gonna pay $70 pay per view to see him again? To see them fight, doesn't make any sense. You know, no, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. But a heavyweight, though. A heavyweight, that's interesting. Heavyweight is interesting. Heavyweight is, DC has better, chances, more power, more experience. Does not have to fucking, kill himself to go down to 205. So, you know? We'll see. And John Jones said, yes, let's do it. He's down to do it for the right money. Who wouldn't, you know? At this time of his career and his life, he's like, you know, I already proved I'm the best at 205. I'm down to go to heavyweight. Money is right. The timing is right. And let's do it, you know? He has another fight, obviously, versus Smith. We'll see, you know. I'm confident that Jones will take the W, but look what happened with Kane, right? I was confident that he was going to take the W, and it didn't. It was the case. But it makes sense that that John Jones will go up to heavyweight. I think it's he proved enough for the 205. He proved enough that he's the best at 205, whether you want to dismiss him because of the picograms and all that stupid shit. Listen, man, they got scientists showing and testing them and proving and presenting evidence that whatever the fuck he took back in the days where it was allowed and everybody was taking it, It's just like it's hitting in his system, and it's popping every now and then. You cannot control it. So no one knows. And I already, you know, I already talked about this in the past. No one knows, right? No one knows. You can talk and say whatever you want, but at the end of the day, you don't know. No one knows. But the scientists do know. So whether the science is right or whether the science is wrong, you just got to go based on what they're saying because they're the experts. That's something he's going to have to live on his system for his entire career. You know? I don't remember if I mentioned about Stylebender with Anderson Silva. I'm pretty sure I don't know if I have, to be honest. But, you know, it was a great fight. The UFC 234 and Australia was just, you know, it was not predictable, but it, you know, like I said, Stylebender's gonna win. But I wouldn't be surprised if Anderson Silva will win, because it could happen, and it was a chance that could have happened, but it didn't. So Stylebender and I guess now Stylebender and Calvin Gastelum are going to fight for the interim title. And then, obviously, the winner of that is going to fight Robert Whittaker. So, my money is still on Stylebender. You know, fucking crazy style. He's unpredictable. You don't know what the fuck he's going to hit you with. The knee, the wheel kick, the elbow, or just straight jab you. So, I'm a big fan of that fucking guy. So, and I believe he's gonna be a fucking, he's gonna be the 85 champ. I mean, after that, he's off to the races. You know, if he beats Calvin Gastelum, he can fight Paulo Costa, he can fight Joao Ramiro, he can fight Chris Weidman. Luke Rocco went up to 205, so he's out of the picture. He can fight Robert Whittaker, obviously, if he wins. So it's a bunch of good fights for him. So, hey, man, fuck it. Upcoming UFC 235, March 2nd. You know, there's three really good fights. Well, four, obviously, with Kobe and what's up with them? I think his name is Rafael. Robbie Lawler and Ben Askren. Quarter main event. Usman and T-Wood. And the main event is Smith and John Jones. Main event, John Jones. Prediction time, John Jones will win. Co-main event, T. Woods can win. Ben Askren and Robbie Lawler. That's a tough one. I believe the upset of the night, Robbie Lawler's gonna win. I don't know why, but I believe that Robbie Lawler can win. Ben Askren, I think it's going to go to decision, though. I don't think it's going to be a knockout. It's going to go to decision. So, with T. Wood and Usman, second round, third round. Submission. John Jones and Smith, second round. TKO. Kobe and Rafael, I think Kobe's gonna win the decision. But man, it's a great car. It's a great car. I'm excited to see John Jones again and excited to see him against a I think more aggressive fighter than Alexander Demoler. T. Wood against Usman, Hey man, we saw Tig Wood against Darren Till, and me included. I thought that Darren Till was gonna win, and I was like, man, Darren Till is gonna become the champ of the 170. And no, you know, knocked him down, submission, done deal. You can predict all you want. That's still a fighting game, man. And the fighting game is you don't know who's the winner. Submission by T Wood and TKO by John Jones. And Robert Lawler decision and Kobe decision. So we'll, you know, hopefully I've been kinda good at our predictions. I've missed like one or two each car, which is not that bad. But we'll see. We'll see this time. Hopefully I get 5 out of 5. Or 4 out of 4. 5 out of 5, right. Man, I didn't want to chime in into this, but I think I have to. It's kind of tough. But the whole situation with it's kind of funny at the same time. But the whole situation with with the Jason Smaller, I think his name is, the guy from Empire, and he faked the whole thing. Well, that's pretty much what they're saying. That he faked the whole thing. It's tough, you know. I don't know if it is true, because you don't know if it's true. But they haven't found any evidence. They haven't caught anybody. He refused to give the police his cell phone. He refused a lot of things, and then he came out on a concert once, like a couple days after the whole incident, saying that he's a gay Tupac, and that he was reading what happened with two cards, which you don't do. If you knew what happened, and if it's a legit thing, you're not gonna use cards to read on stage and to tell people what happened. You're just not gonna do that. That's not gonna be. That's not the way it goes. That's not the way you do things, right? Because if you know, you're gonna remember. You're gonna know exactly what happened. You're gonna know exactly what went down, and you know you're not gonna refuse your phone to the cops. If you call in the cops, telling it's a crazy story, and if it's legit, then you're not gonna fucking, you know, give them the runaround. You're not gonna do that. You're just not gonna do that. You know, I don't know what he was thinking, staging this whole thing. His career is pretty much fucking done. God knows if he's gonna, you know, try to blame everything on the cops and the Chicago PD, which it could probably be, that's gonna be the case, I'm pretty sure, isn't it? Blame everything on the Chicago PD, and, you know, to say that he's mentally ill or something. I don't know. So stupid, crazy shit. But he's gonna definitely do that. But man, it's, you know, staging something like that and mail something to the station, that's already a federal crime. So I don't think he's gonna look at jail time. Definitely some big ass fine and parole, community service, and probably some mental evaluation or something. I don't know, because you know, he's a talented man. I heard him sin, and he's a good sinner. You know, he knows how to sin, he knows how to act. Obviously he's in the famous show Empire. So what led him to do this? I have no idea. People do some stupid shit in desperate times. maybe he's in a desperate time. I don't know. Maybe he's in a desperate situation, and he's like, fuck, I want to be relevant. I want to people talk about me. Let me do some stupid shit like this. And look at him. And you know what? In the end, he's getting what he wants. People are talking about him. People are wasting their time, myself included, talking about him. You know? That's not good. It's not good. And another thing I wanna talk about, and this might be rough. I'm gonna choose my words very carefully because I don't wanna sound insensitive or sound stupid or ignorant. There was some shit going around. There's some old interview from the 1971, if I'm not correct, about John Wayne. John Wayne that died in the 70s, died of cancer because he filmed a movie out in the desert of Nevada where they used to test fucking bombs. And everybody in that fucking movie set got cancer because of that, because of the radiation. With that being said, they dig up some old interview from 1971. What is that? 40, almost 50 years? 50 years, almost 50 years. They dig up some old ass interview from 1971. That is some crazy, crazy shit. And the reason they did that is to tarnish his legacy or whatever. 48 years. I had to kind of do my math right there. So 48 years ago, the man has been dead for more than 40 years. The interview is more than 48 years ago. The world was different 48 years ago. The world was different a year ago. The world was different 2 years ago. The world was different 6-7 months ago. You know what? Scratch that. The world was different 3 months ago. When they wanted to get rid of that Baby It's Cold Outside, the Christmas song. Because it's too rapey. It's too rapey of a song. They brought this interview up and tried to showcase that he was a racist. Yes, he was fucking racist. He was fucking, yes, he was. He was racist. Okay. And he's fucking dead. Why are you bringing up old news? This is insane, man. This is crazy. I don't know. You know, I spend my time that I have free time, because I don't have much free time. I don't. But when I do a podcast, which I'm doing right now. When I do, I go to the gym. When I do, I go do jiu-jitsu. When I do, I write. I read scripts. I, you know, do all these extra stuff. I meditate when I can. So people that have time, too much time in their hands. Oh, let me look up some old shit from 1971 about John Wayne, because he's racist, and I'm gonna try to tarnish his fucking life or legacy or whatever. You gotta be fucking kidding me. The civil rights movement was in the 60s. Not mistakenly, if I'm not wrong about my history, I think the act went through on 64 or 65. And up to that point, it was still segregated. It was still whites here and blacks here. Not just blacks, and you know, browns too. You know, color people could not go on this bus because it was just for white people. Color people cannot drink out of this water fountain because it's just for white people. What do you think John Wayne fucking grew up in? What do you think that he grew up around with? Nothing but all this. Nothing but crazy fucking racist fucking people. What do you think his mindset was? Was he a great actor? Yeah. He only knew how to do one thing though, which was Westerns. But yeah, he was a great actor. That does not take away anything about him being racist. But Jesus Christ, man. Let the man rest in peace. But this is the world that we live in. This is the world that it's going in a direction in. It's not a great direction though. I gotta be honest, it's not a great direction. It's not a direction that I want my child to grow up in. I talked about this before, where the line has been pushed way back. That I gotta teach my daughter. That's the line that we made it push back. But that's not the line, that's not the case. You gotta be careful what you say. You gotta be careful what you do. You gotta be careful what you try to, you know, accuse people of. You know, I have a year-old daughter. She's a year and a half. You know, by the time she's 18, 20, 21, God knows where society is going to be in terms of the hashtag Me Too and all this sensitive fucking people. I don't know where it's going to lead to. I really don't know. And I hope it stays where it is, because it's been pushed back. I hope it doesn't push more back, because if it does, then fuck, man, we can't do shit. We can't do nothing. And, you know, and now that I'm a parent, man, I see these things, and I see, you know, more in between the cracks and more in between the lines. It's like, man, this is not good. I got a teacher, you know, with details. Like, hey, this is, if a guy is insisting to buy you a drink, don't automatically tweet it and be hashtag me too, because this guy's insisting to buy me drinks and he's trying to break. No, you can't do that shit. He's a fucking guy. That's what guys do. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know where it went down this road, man. I really don't know. Maybe I should look into it, right? But I think the whole hashtag MeToo movement, it happened for a reason. It happened for a good cause. I'm not saying it didn't. I'm not saying that it should never happen. But I think it has gone too far. I think it has gone to the point where men and women come out and say some stupid shit just because they want to be on the public eye. They want to be talked about. They want to, you know, they want to be proud of, yeah, I told on this person, even though it's a complete lie, but I told on this person, I destroyed his career and his life. Because once they accuse you about something, like sexual harassment or, you know, anything like that, it's in your fucking record, man, forever. Good luck trying to get a job. They check you, especially in a job where they gotta do a program, which most of the jobs do now. You know what? We can't hire you. Why? Because you have a sexual harassment. Okay, but I didn't do shit. All I wanted to do is take this girl, buy her a drink, and she accused me to the cops, and now I'm fucked. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. That's the fucking, that's when the shit gets me pissed. Yeah, I know. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Like, bitch, you're not sorry. Anyways. Oh, man, this is a touchy subject, man. Especially, I have a daughter, so that's why it's more of like, okay, I gotta watch the direction it goes to and how far it's going to push back. Mainly for my daughter, mainly to learn from it, educate myself, be more aware of it. Whew. But yeah, it's a crazy, crazy world, man, that we're living in, and the crazy, crazy world is going, is heading to. But other than that, it's just, yeah, I don't even know what to get to. That's just why I didn't want to touch on it, because I just go on this fucking rampage of emotions and thoughts and feelings and just, that's why I choose my words very careful and say what I really want to say and just don't pass that fucking line, because I don't want to ruffle any feathers, man. You know, this is my point. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Who the fuck's gonna listen to me? You know, and you never know, right? Some fucking asshole online is gonna be like, this motherfucker's talking shit. This fucking out of him, you know, and yeah, anyways, March the 2nd, UFC 235, in Las Vegas. Predictions, Robbie Lawlerson win. Decision, T-Wood is going to win submission. John Jones is going to win TKO. We'll see. If T-Wood wins, even better, if he wins, who is next? I believe they're going to probably give it to Colby Covington. I don't see who else he can probably go against. I don't think they're going to do Darren Till again. I don't think they're going to do that. He already beat Darren Till. He submitted him. So I'm thinking through Darren Till. If John Jones wins, who is next? I think he goes up to heavyweight. Or they do Luke Rockhold. Luke motherfucking Rockhold. I think Luke Rockhold and John Jones is the next big fight. What next for Ben Askren? I say Robbie Lawler. I have not seen Askren fight. I really haven't. He was in Bellator, then he went to one championship. I really hasn't. He's a good wrestler, he's a good fighter, he's defeated. So, you know, all those are pluses for him. But I haven't seen him fight. So, that's why I say decision. You know, he might fucking shut me up and fuck Robbie Lawler up. But until then, I'm saying Robbie Lawler's gonna win. He's gonna take the W. So, what's next for, let's just say Ben wins. What's next for him? I think Usman. Usman's next. If Kobe wins, I don't think they're going to give him TJ Dillashaw again, because he lost twice. But maybe another fight and then another title shot. I think he deserves it. A little bit of news. I think Cowboy Cerrone and Connor is really close to being done, or if it's not, it's already done. GSP retire. If you were to ask people randomly back in the early 2010s and 2009s and 2007s, who do you know on MMA world? Who do you know who's an MMA fighter? Who do you know in the UFC? GSP, right? GSP for everything. GSP. Rampage. All these legendary names. Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell, all these legendary names. And GSP is definitely one of them. He's a great fighter. He's a great, his discipline is amazing. He has all these crazy techniques on fitness. Crazy techniques on how to diet. And, he went away for 3.5, almost 4 years. Came back and beat Michael Bisping for the 85-pound belt. Man, it's just it's a crazy legacy, crazy career, full of highlights. You know, not really that much of a down, low ones, but very, 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 very high ones. I'm happy that I was able to see him fight. I'm happy that I was able to see his last fight. Kind of sucks that I did not see him against Khabib or Conor or even T-Wood. But, you know, he chose the right thing. He chose to retire when you need to retire, when you're still on top. They always say that, man. Retire when you're on top. Retire when you're still, when you still have to fight in it. Because if you don't retire when you're on top, and you're fighting when you're, you know, when you're low, it's just, you know, your career is just like, what the fuck, man, you know. But, yeah. Appreciate GSP. And Nick Diaz, I think he's tired too. He already announced he's done. Nick Diaz. Which, you know, fuck it, man. He's well deserved. He posts a long thing on Instagram saying, like, hey, man, I don't want to fight anymore, man. I'm done. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to party. Fuck it. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. Everybody knows it's not easy. And then getting punched in the face for little money, I guess, for them. But it's just like, that's not even worth it. He even said, if they come at me with a fight that I can, and an offer that I cannot refuse, then yes, I will fight. Other than that, I just want to party. So it's pretty much, he's retiring as well. But it sucks that we didn't see some of the fights that we wanted to see from GSP, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, couldn't happen even better to retire. Better, good timing for GSP. Good timing. Hopefully more fighters go that route to retire in a good time. Retire when you're still on top. Retire when you're in a good physical, mentally and body-wise. So, good shit on GSP. Good shit on Nick Diaz as well. Almost 45 minutes into this fucking podcast. Upcoming interviews. I'm going to try to get someone this weekend. If not, definitely next weekend. And just, you know, keep an eye on that. Other than that, you know, you guys can hit me up on the Anchor app, send me a message, or go to my Instagram page at media87. That's media_8_7, or 80, I should say. And leave me a message, or follow and like, or whatever you guys want to do. Other than that, this is 87 Podcast. We're out.